Hello, and welcome to another episode of Appalachian Monsters and Mysteries. I'm Belle.
And I'm Miley.
And today, we are in the great state of Tennessee.
I was going to say the pickup line, but already... Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only Ten I see.
Wow, that was beautiful.
But,
That was great.
Thank you.
So, last season, we didn't explore any legends on cryptids.
Really?
No.
That's shocking.
Literally, season four.
How do we do that?
Season four, we did not do any. And we're still in season five.
Well,
dear God, we've been on season five for years.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry that we missed cryptids and for being here forever.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
So today, we will be talking about the Tennessee Terror, also known as Catzilla.
I like that name.
I'm
the Tennessee Terror.
The girls have a book called Catzilla.
Really?
Yeah.
About?
No.
Oh.
No. It's about a giant cat who's the size of Godzilla.
I respect it.
We're not going to talk about it. Now, just from the name alone, can you guess what kind of animal we're talking about?
A cat?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shocking.
You'll find out in a minute. Well, in 1822, a farmer by the name of Duke was out on the Tennessee River fishing when suddenly a huge sea serpent rose from the shallows of the water and began thrashing around. Duke, being in shock, was completely still as the snake-like creature began coming closer to him, lifting its head above the water. He claimed the creature was 25 feet long and resided in the Tennessee River. Soon after Duke died, his family claiming that he believed himself to be cursed and died of fear.
Oh, you mean a heart attack?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Or it was the curse.
Yeah, sure.
In 1827, the creature was spotted again by a man canoeing on the river. Something hit the bottom of his canoe, causing it to flip over. While this was a terrifying situation, it did allow for the man to get a better look at the creature. Now, he said that the creature was in fact a snake, but much larger in scale than your average snake.
Ew, that's horrifying.
And it was a bluish yellow color, which is weird for a snake.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I haven't seen many snakes, but blue and yellow.
I think of like a black snake
sometimes has a
bluish sheen to it, I guess. But
yeah,
I mean, it's black. It's not like
and
a bluish
yellow. And I mean,
there's
some snakes that are, you know, more colorful. I don't think of those being in the Tennessee River though.
No, I would agree. Gosh, if something flipped over my canoe, I would not be happy.
That's my worst nightmare. Well, one of them. Check your bingo cards, y'all. There's another one. There's another fear. Now, this man had heard of Duke's experience and tried to stay out of the grasps of the curse. He began praying and going to church regularly.
Good
Unfortunately,
for
this didn't work.
Oh.
He did get a few more months than Duke, but he did, in fact, die.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay.
He died.
That's unfortunate.
Not long after his sighting, just like Duke. And
I think
the hits keep coming.
A pattern.
In 1874, a fossilized skeleton of a zeuglodon, which is a prehistoric meat-eating whale, was found in Alabama.
Oh.
The funny thing is, in our Kipsy episode, I speak of a plesiosaurus. But here's the thing. Zeuglodons are believed to be mammals. So recently, the name of the species was changed to a basilosaurus. There's your dinosaur lesson for today.
I'm so sorry. I don't know anything about dinosaurs.
Have we ever talked about Dustin Crowswick on this podcast?
I feel like we probably have mentioned him.
He's my favorite dinosaur man on the internet.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I just hear saurus and just immediately think it's a dinosaur and don't really have any knowledge.
Did you know that the T-Rex, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, was not actually around during the Jurassic era?
I did not know that.
I knew that. Man, this podcast is becoming informative. Yeah. Less jokes, more information. We're changing.
Yeah, well, we'll see how long this lasts.
The creature was spotted again in 1888 and was written about in the New York Times. Tennessee.
Okay.
The article speaks about how four men from Knoxville, shout out Knoxville, go Vols. Not really, but it's a school that's there. So
true, it is.
We acknowledge that. Their colors are hideous. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. Kind of like the checker pattern.
I'm a fan of the checker.
Yeah.
We're already getting off topic. I said this was a learning podcast.
Not anymore. We're past that.
We're already out of it. But the men were from Knoxville, went out on the Tennessee River for a fishing trip on March 8th, 1888. They claimed the creature flipped their boat and then tore it to pieces in the process.
Rude.
It was a serpent. It was serpent-like and seemed to be roughly 10 feet long. The men were thrown into the water and barely made it out alive. The title of the article was "The Sea Serpent in the Tennessee River." I feel like you could have gotten more creative with that New York Times, but whatever.
I just 10 feet compared to 25, though, right?
Right, yeah. This thing's getting
I will say people's perceptions and when you're scared can be skewed. So
well, what you're about to hear changes things even more.
Oh, boy.
Since then, the legend of the Tennessee Terror has changed into a catfish.
As in that's the explanation or that's what people have started to see and referred to it as?
Well, it's not your average catfish. It's 500 pounds and the size of a small car.
Okay.
Which is basically the opposite of all the stories from the 1800s.
Right, yeah. That's not very similar to a snake.
No, but this is how the creature got the name Catzilla.
Oh, that does make more sense.
Catzilla, yeah. Right?
I still don't necessarily like it, though. Fishzilla? I think that would make a lot more sense. I think
Fishzilla is more fun, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Obviously, catfish like this don't exist. So that's why this is a myth, guys.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect?
Do you know what the current catfish record is?
I do not.
Oh, because once again, this is a learning podcast.
Okay.
It's 130 pounds, found in Missouri, and was only about 57 inches long.
Hold on. Let me think about that. Let me visualize 57 inches. I'm going to be real
with everyone while Miley thinks about that. I've never seen a catfish in real life.
Oh, really?
Ever. I don't fish.
But still, you've been around fishing.
So I don't.
You don't eat fish?
Perform in the act of getting them from
I actually did not know that you didn't eat fish at all.
I eat some fish. If it's in a taco and I don't know what kind it is,
okay, yeah.
Then I will eat it.
Have you ever tried my mom's?
Yes,
fish?
I have had the striped.
You better not ever say anything bad about that.
No,
fish.
I have had it, and I do like it. It doesn't taste fishy. I don't like fishy tasting fish.
No, yeah, I get that.
That's my issue. But
I love her fish.
Eat fish filet from McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's.
I am trash. I'm sorry. Everyone.
I don't think I've ever had one. Honestly,
it's not good. Honestly. It's not.
I've definitely seen my fair share of catfish, and I'm sure caught them before.
Yeah, a lot of people fish in your family. You guys have a whole...
Yes. Like, you've also been a part of our family for a long time, so I just assumed that you had seen one.
Last time I went out with everyone fishing, I read the entire time,
mm-hmm.
and they tried to get me to touch a fish, and I was like, you know what? I've touched dead bodies, and I'd rather do that instead of touch this fish.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to touch dead bodies regularly, but like...
Yeah.
I did end up touching it. They made me hold it in a certain way, which made me very nervous because I thought it was going to bite me. But then I learned that most fish don't have teeth, so I don't know. Yeah, I was so scared.
Some of their fins are kind of sharp, though.
The one that Dustin had me grab had weird spikies on it that could hurt you, and that's the thing about catfish, too, is
they sting, I think.
Yeah.
They hurt.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's considered stinging, but yeah, they can definitely hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't catch catfish on purpose. Only on accident.
That's what Dustin said.
We are from the same family, so.
So, yeah, 57 inches is not quite 10 feet long, and it's definitely nowhere near 25 feet.
Yeah,
for sure. Now, there are some catfish that grow to be that size, but those are in Spain and Southeast Asia. Those two places are not close to Tennessee.
No,
there's
not quite.
Your geography lesson.
Yeah, we're just covering all the bases. Man, got any? Math?
I'm basically a teacher.
I know.
Let's change this to a learning podcast because wow. There is one report of divers cleaning out intake to the power plant, and they had to be rescued by an EMS crew. They reported that they had been sucked down to the bottom by a giant catfish. They were found floating on the water and unconscious. Did they live? Whoa. I don't know. Couldn't find that out.
I don't know. I just always am so fascinated by legends like this because it started in the 1800s. And then there are just so many different reports. Miley,
it's the Tennessee River. Like, it's not like
I'm not saying that they're all the same. Yeah, I just feel like that makes it even... Like, what is this thing? Like, yeah, there's just so many different stories. And, like, two different people died. I'm not saying that they were cursed, but that is a little weird. And these workers, like, being sucked down, like, what there are undercurrents?
Yeah, undercurrents.
I mean, it's could a river. You could be sucked down and then just see a big catfish.
The river is 652 miles long. I looked that up too.
I'm killing it this season.
My God. I was a real slum earlier this season.
Yeah, same.
This episode and from here on.
Same.
This is learning.
Yeah, you guys are in for it because I also feel like it was just a lot. You guys, I did a free subscription to like a newspaper website so that I could dig through all the articles.
We're trying, guys. Okay. We're
if you've stuck.
If this is your first episode, man, don't go back. Okay?
Yeah.
Just trudge uphill from here into the great beyond as we become a learning podcast.
Yeah. If you've stuck with us this long, you're the real MVPs.
Oh, God. Yeah. Shout out Steven. Yeah. Another story claims that a man was sent to check for cracks in the dam when suddenly he sees a large catfish. It's said that the catfish was large enough to swallow a VW bug in its entirety.
His words?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's said that the scuffle occurred and the dam repairman was never seen again. So obviously it wasn't his words, Belle. Don't know why I claim that it was. But yeah, homeboy was gone.
Well, that's a real bummer. Yeah, and just that's a real bold assumption to make. How do you know? How do you know?
I don't know. I say it was a plesiosaurus.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would almost make more sense. So
right. Dinosaurs are real. We don't know what's in the... Is it called the Mariana Trench?
I don't know.
I've been learning... Listen. Side conversation. You can skip it. I've been on North Sea TikTok. Are you on that side of TikTok?
Mm.
If you hear the song, yo, oh, all hey,
yes.
North. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get a ton of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get a ton of North Sea TikToks. And then I've been starting to get like Mariana Trench TikToks. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. I apologize.
Yeah.
Bingo card once again.
Not on that side of TikTok. I have my own TikTok now.
I am. I also got on the side of TikTok where it was like predictions for 2024 that some person who claims they're from the future was predicting.
That's terrifying. I don't like that.
Yeah. And they said that, there would be a family of megalodons found in the Mariana Trench. They also said that Atlantis would be discovered next year. And I'm like, y'all are smoking something a lot stronger than I've ever heard of.
Can you imagine, like,
if they just found Atlantis?
Well, I mean, cool, that too. I just can't imagine. I think I'm too full of myself to make any bold predictions like that. Because if I was wrong...
I think that's being full of yourself. I think that's being realistic with your knowledge of...
If it was just not true, I don't think I could live past
just
that.
Like, go off the
pass
internet.
Away.
You just die.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I'm dead now.
Yeah. I don't think I could live with myself. Spontaneously combust.
Yeah. I'm on that side of TikTok. North Sea TikTok though. Wild guys. We should do episodes about that. They say that the Kraken, there's a big old Kraken in the sea. They say that, they say a bunch of stuff about the North Sea.
Granted,
as a child whose imaginary friend was Poseidon.
Mm. Yeah, that's like right up your alley.
I believe it. I believe all of it. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I mean,
so yeah, that was.
Oh yeah, the sea. That's terrifying.
Oh my, I is afraid of deep water, deep dark water.
Just drowning for the most part. Yeah,
that's like on the like fills your lungs.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like suffocating. Dark ASMR
it's like suffocating.
Now.
Yeah, but there's so many. I don't, obviously everybody knows this and everybody's heard it, but it really is crazy to think about how much of the sea we haven't been able to explore. Yeah. And how many monsters are monsters, animals, creatures.
This is called Appalachian Monsters and Mysteries.
Yeah. Like some creepy stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh no, you're not wrong. Did you know that there's an ancient ocean underneath the Appalachian Mountains?
No,
that could be a lie, guys. I don't know. I've heard this. Okay. I've heard this from a couple different people. I've never done research for myself. So this is word of mouth right here. Okay. This is what folklore is all about. Yeah. I heard.
And we made it up.
I heard.
That the legend starts now.
A really old ocean underneath the Appalachian Mountains, like deep under the mountains.
Yeah, that's cool.
That could be a complete lie.
That just reminds me of the episode. I realize that it's good. Not because we're full of ourselves, but it's good to like listen back to our episodes to see what we can improve on.
I don't
on.
Like to do that.
Yeah, it's I don't either because
depressed.
Yeah, me too. I get really embarrassed because that episode, I was like, I don't know if that's true. And I was like second guessing everything. And I was like, Miley, it's not that serious. Like listening back, I'm like, yeah, it's really fine. But what I said was true. So at least somebody sent us a message and said it was true. So yeah, I was like, thanks for that.
The Virginia episode.
Yes. Yeah. Virginia's for lovers. And thanks for that reassurance.
Well, that was another episode of Appalachian Monsters and Mysteries. This was a short one.
Yeah, it was.
But it was full of enriching knowledge to all of your brains.
Yeah, we covered most subjects.
Dinosaurs, math, geography.
Yeah.
The ocean. I didn't go to public school. I don't know what.
Folklore. There was a class, actually.
Oceanography?
Sure. Sure.
I don't know. But thank you for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at AMMPod. You can follow us on TikTok at AMMPod. You can follow us on X or Twitter or whatever that is over there at AMMPod1. I think maybe Elon Musk could have gotten rid of our Twitter because we don't post anything on there.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad about it. We've never posted.
Me either.
You can also like us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. At Appalachian Monsters and Mysteries, and email us at appalachianmm@gmail.com. We love hearing from you all, so feel free to reach out and chit chat.
Yeah, and you can still send us your ghost stories.
Yep.
We're still doing that.
Yep. Slowly but surely, we're getting there.
We're trudging along, guys. After this year, we will be a better podcast.
I know. I was thinking
it's
about
it's been a rough year, okay? I moved states. Still haven't told you which one. Probably will.
I know. Tonight, I've also had a lot of changes in my life. I was thinking throughout the year and counting them all off. It has been a wild year.
We've had a lot going
for both
on this
of
year.
Us.
So next year, things will be different. Miley's moving to where I live.
So she thinks.
That's my prediction. That's my TikTok prediction.
Yeah, wouldn't count on that. But
sadness. Well, love you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.